This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Let's do some introductions, shall we? So let's go ladies first. Erin O'Hearn from Viclarity VP of Strategic Initiatives. Erin, how are you?
Great to be here.
Oh, good. Well, we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. And then Miriam De Dios Woodward from Viclarity Global CEO. Miriam, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you as well. Good to have you back in the studio lounge. And then last but not least, Ogie Sheehy, Viclarity Global CIO. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks.
Good.
Great to be here.
Glad to have you guys here. I'm asking everybody this question. How does it feel to be back in person? We're back in person. Any thoughts? Ogie, I'll let you go first.
Yeah. It's amazing, Mike. It's been 2 years since I was here last.
Yeah.
In that time, we've been pretty much locked down in Ireland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, we've had a hard lockdown, no international travel. First travel I had was back in November when I visited with my colleagues in Des Moines in Iowa. So it's great to be back. Conference in person is the first one. So
wow.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any nerves getting on the plane or anything like that? I was nervous.
I didn't really know what to do, but I figured it out.
Okay. You made it here.
I'm here.
That's the point. Yeah. All right. Miriam, how about you? How does it feel to be back in person and seeing people again?
Yes,
at least a big group.
It feels wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The energy, you can really feel it. And people have been just excited to get out and talk to folks. And we're seeing that. We're seeing a lot of our clients at the booth and our partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, just soaking up that energy. And more of this to come. We've had a few in-person now sessions.
Yeah, right on.
Partners, and yeah, it's... You don't realize what you missed until you're back in the scene and talking.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
in
the same way. Yeah, it was fun to play hermit for a little while. At least for me, it was because I'm kind of I'm kind of an introvert like that. But it's actually kind of refreshing to get out and say, oh my gosh, hi everybody, and shake hands and hug and things like that. So it's really neat. Erin, how about you?
Echo the sentiment there. Just great to see people in person and really great collaborative conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you forget those impromptu, you know, you can't walk 20 feet here at
without
another great conversation. So it's been great to be back.
It used to be in the past, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I gotta talk to somebody else. Oh my God. Now it's like, yeah, come on, let's talk more. So anyway, we digress. Let's talk about a Viclarity update, shall we? Miriam, you want to go first on this one? What's the latest and greatest going on at Viclarity, at least in your neck of the woods?
Yes, a lot has certainly happened since the last time that we talked.
A bit.
We are just coming off the heels of celebrating our 2-year anniversary of becoming a global governance, risk, and compliance tech company and services company. And so it's been a neat journey over these last couple of years, notwithstanding just that the worldwide changes.
I think
you know, as you look at the world of GRC or governance, risk, and compliance, lots has happened. I mean, with COVID, you have increasing regulations, you have just more and more demands on credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that certainly impacts what we do. And you know, we've been talking about how we can continue to help credit unions through the pandemic, and now being able to offer a multitude of really services and technology and end-to-end suite there, it's equipped us to be able to provide more solutions. So we're pretty excited about that. We're engaging in some really neat collaborative discussions, keeping an eye on some very broad global trends that you wouldn't think right off the top of your head would, you know, come into this GRC lens, but we've talked about this before, Mike, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah.
With my former kind of life at Copera, certainly
yeah.
something I'm very passionate about, but it's neat to be able to apply now this GRC lens to DEI and talking about really how we don't want compliance and risk to be a barrier or a reason for credit unions not to do DEI, especially when it comes to things like financial inclusion.
Right.
And so we're excited to talk a bit more about that and even amplifying that to just this trend in conversation around environmental, social, and kind of this governance space or ESG. There's some implications there. So we're excited to talk about that. And you know, we've been busy over the last couple of years too, introducing some new solutions, and both on the services side and on the technology side. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you a little bit about that.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, so plenty, I think, to update you on. But yeah, those are a few things. And
who wants to go first?
Yes,
yeah, so Aaron, you want to go? Aaron's. Oh, it's going to be an arm wrestle for it.
Ogie, go for it.
Ogie, I guess. So the stage is yours.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Mike, because what Miriam said, like 2 years ago we were here, we announced our partnership of the kind of combination of technology with services, which I think has brought us to a very competitive advantage over a lot of other people around that do this, because the sum of great consulting and services with leading edge technology is just, it's really interesting. And 2 years ago we made that announcement. Little did we know the world would change. So we've had some challenges, but challenges that I think we've been really equipped to pivot and to operate around, working remotely, as you've talked about. You know, we're in Ireland, so little did we know that we wouldn't be able to see each other for 2 full years almost. But you know what? We responded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were able to pivot, which I think is a testament to the team, to the global team.
Yeah.
But you know, we had some great traction. We did some great things, and we did things differently to what we planned. But we just got on and got the job done. Mm-hmm. So I think that has been interesting, and it's been challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I think in terms of working with customers, there was an element of uncertainty at the outset. People didn't know, should we go buy? Can we buy remotely now? Or how does this even work? Yeah, yeah. But you know what? We didn't know either. So we just hopped on Zoom calls and Teams calls, and we just did it.
Right on.
And we did business, and we grew market share. We Zoomed every single day with the US team.
Oh, that Zoom.
Oh, man, for two full years. But it was great to see people in person. But you know, we didn't stop. You know, we kept going. You know, we did things differently, but we continued to execute to our strategy, which was to continue to merge a tech firm and a services firm to be global leaders in governance, risk, and compliance mm-hmm. technology, mm-hmm. and even to develop and deliver new solutions, mm-hmm. new products. People got significantly more interested in BCP, business continuity, because people now for the first time had to actually execute their business continuity plan.
Right, right.
How do I run my business from home?
Yeah.
No one ever thought about it. So that was interesting. You know, disaster recovery. So guess what? We're in a disaster type mm-hmm. environment. So what do you do? How do you do it? Do we have a plan? Have you tested it? Have you logged and tracked any of the issues you might have?
Do you have a pandemic plan? You know?
Absolutely. So,
it just
It just put a different kind of lens on top of what we were already doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then gave us time to think strategically as well, from afar, obviously, as a global team, about things like ESG, you know, DEI, you know, the diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's becoming an interesting topic now mm-hmm. globally. And we're well equipped as a global team now, again, to respond to some of those areas.
Right.
So it's been interesting, challenging, but here we are.
Just a side note here, who got the odd hours doing the Zoom calls? Because I know it's about 8 hours difference or something like that.
It's actually six, Mike. It's six.
Is
it's
six?
Not too bad, but
okay.
If I don't see Zoom anytime soon again, I'll be quite happy.
You're a happy man, for sure. All right, Aaron, your turn on the services side.
Yeah, no, I think it's been really, you know, we set out here and our primary concern has always been helping credit unions, looking ahead into the future to see what are their needs going to be and well positioning to help them in the future. And so I think when we search long and hard for that technology solution, you know, really centered around compliance and then risk and governance as well, it was such an exciting kind of partnership and merger to work through. But I think the unexpected learning, you know, we really grew out of the Iowa Credit Union League and the California and the Ohio Credit Union League, and developing that national perspective mm-hmm. was really helpful to our individual clients. And now developing that global perspective, I think, has really translated into looking ahead at what issues, and I would say going in both directions, you know, from the US to Europe and Europe to the US, has really been just unexpectedly kind of pivotal in really enhancing that mm-hmm. Service and technology side for our clients.
Very cool. And Miriam, forgive my ignorancy, but are you guys handling just credit unions domestically, or are you guys Europe as well, or the whole globe? What's your
when
target?
We talk about our footprint very much is global.
Okay.
So when we think about the technology side of the house, I mean, Ogie, built by Clarity almost 13 years ago, working largely with credit unions initially, but we work with a number of other organizations, and maybe you could speak to that.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we grew in Ireland as a technology company working to service credit unions. That's where we were born, which made this merger a match made in heaven, I guess, mm-hmm. because, you know, the services component to the technology
yeah,
component.
Yeah.
As Aaron said, we're just learning so much each way, but our client base starts with credit unions, but we service insurance companies, we service banks, asset management firms, and we even have solutions for healthcare as well in Europe.
Oh, wow.
So we've quite a strong business and footprint in Europe.
Wow.
And now we're reversing that and looking both ways to share the learnings as a global team.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, yeah, I had no idea. Oh my gosh, wow.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yes. You know, the other unexpected learning is looking at other highly regulated industries has been, you know, as we look both within the US and Europe, what are those other highly regulated industries doing to look ahead to apply some of those learnings within the credit union mm-hmm. has also been
like healthcare and things like
healthcare,
yeah,
insurance,
yeah,
like yeah. looking at what they're doing from a governance perspective, looking at what their regulators are saying mm-hmm. and seeing how that relates or doesn't within the NCUA and some of the state regulators that we work with frequently.
The World Council, so WOCU is a World Council, and the synergy between credit unions globally is phenomenal. The amount of people I met at the booth that said to me, I'm going to Ireland next week. it's incredible, you know, and it's a really small world. I mean, I've come all the way from Ireland and I meet loads of people that either
that
know
are going
me
there.
Or are going there or yeah. been there. It's like, so it's great. That synergy, I think, is incredible. Yeah. But it really comes back to the heart of, you know, we're here to provide solutions, technology solutions right. and services solutions for credit unions globally.
Yeah. Well, you have a pretty beautiful country. My God.
We do. That and a lot of credit unions.
And a lot of credit unions to boot. So, yeah, well done. Yeah. Gosh, so what's next for you guys, Miriam? What's on next on the plate now that you have these synergies and the partnership going? What's next? What's next on the plate for you guys? Because it sounds like there might be a lot on that plate. Might be more like a buffet.
There's a lot in the buffet. However, we come back to some key areas of kind of problem solving for our credit unions. If you think about just even the last few months, we've introduced some new solutions. Again, we're pretty solution oriented to help solve problems. But when we talk about the technology, the beauty of what we've become is we not only have the technology, but we also have compliance experts to pair with that technology. So particularly for credit unions, we introduced our advisor services. And so we see that, you know, continuing to expand that, but really, you know, pairing that expertise right up front as the credit union is looking at introducing, you know, an aspect of the GRC system, whether it be the compliance solution, and particularly we're starting there a lot. But you know, you have all of the team on the compliance side and the services side. Oftentimes, they're coming from credit unions themselves. They have that experience, and that can really say, okay, as you practically start to implement these things, here's a few things to think about. Or as we're reviewing, you know, everything that you have that you're wanting to put into the system, you may want to think about it in this way.
Yeah,
and so that's been a really nice pairing. We hope to continue to expand the services within that advisor rollout. And then document management. So I'm wondering if you might want to share a bit about that, OK? Yeah.
So again, as a technology company, we've been able to respond, as Miriam said, to our customers' needs. So not only have we been able to work with these services and the consulting guys to understand what credit unions want, but a demand had come true that document management systems and managing policies and procedures in credit unions was a big ordeal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was in share drives and thumb drives and all sorts of places. So we decided to build a product. So during kind of pandemic times, we embarked on a new product development. So we now have a new product launched, which is a document management system. So it manages the life cycle of the entire documents within a credit union. In fact, within any industry. So the author, the owner, how often it needs to get reviewed, where is the latest policy? I'm a user on the ground, how do I get to it? How do I know what version it is? You know, all the bits. I'm a board member, where do I get the latest documents? So it's that product that we were able to, I guess, knowing that we're in governance, risk and compliance already, this was just a natural synergy for us to expand our product suite. So that's what we've done. We've launched that product in the last couple of months.
Oh, right on. Too much fanfare, I bet.
It's been brilliant. Because customers that we're working with already are telling us, hey, we need this and hey, we need that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can respond within the same software platform and give them what they need, mm-hmm. then it's a great strategy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, what I really appreciated too with Ogi and the technology technology team really taking to heart what are those practical needs, what are the practical solutions. As Miriam was saying, you know, we've really seen that trend of there's less of a silo between governance, between risk, between compliance. And so when you're talking about something like a document solution, that's great that, you know, your policies need to be updated and you need a system to audit and track, you know, those updates mm-hmm. and to be able to access mm-hmm. them. But then how does it connect? How do you support other activities within compliance, within internal controls to show where those policies apply and to really be able to connect those dots between those silos of governance,
and that's
compliance.
Actually a key point. That's a key point, because one of the things that we've done is the interconnectivity of the pieces. So credit unions can often get overwhelmed and say, but I'm a small credit union. It doesn't mean you can't benefit from technology. You know, bit by bit, build it as you need, mm-hmm. but interconnect all mm-hmm. the pieces. So as Aaron said, when you talk about risk management, which we do as a core product, do you have a risk policy? And what does it say you should be doing? And can I connect to the policy when I need to say, this is what I should be? So it's that connecting piece, so it's not having it in a silo, which a lot of other people would do. It's that interconnectivity. Mm-hmm. It's powerful stuff.
Yeah. And before I let you guys go, I want to know what you're talking about. Obviously, everything's happening right above us. The exhibit hall is right above us, literally. So what's going on? I mean, what are you hearing in the hallways? What are you guys talking to folks about in the exhibit halls or in the hallways or after a session based on your expertise as well? Miriam, I'll let you go first. What are you discussing?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, some of the conversations at the booth come back to just how folks are handling their trajectory and moving from, you know, a $50 million asset credit union that they used to be a few years back to now they're approaching the $100 million threshold. And so, you know, they're looking at all of their operations a little bit differently. They know they need to be a bit more automated in some areas. And mm-hmm. so we're talking about how can we help them, mm-hmm. you know, streamline some things, automate some things to get ready for that next level of growth and mm-hmm. kind of growing with them. So those are exciting conversations to hear as credit unions are growing. We talked a bit about this earlier, but just this intersection of diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, while we're talking a lot more about it, I mean, you know, folks have different meanings behind that, and they're at different levels of that within their organization. So certainly lots of great providers out there like Copera that can mm-hmm. help with, you know, some of these elements on the kind of inclusion side and inclusivity and the diversity piece. But again, that compliance lens of, well, coming back to this, interconnection. Connectedness piece, how does that factor into your risk management? You know, there is a risk in not doing diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? And so talking about those conversations a bit. So those are a couple that come to mind.
Okay.
You know, and I think that pandemic really showed us where their gaps are, existing gaps. It really uncovered some of those and then created some new ones. You know, so when you're thinking about reaching underserved markets, how does that work with the makeup of your own credit union, with your own internal practices, then to design those programs to meet those changing needs, especially of underserved or underbanked communities. But has also, you know, developed and showed how quickly things are changing. You know, I think we're seeing a lot around digital currency. We're seeing a lot regulations trying to keep up with this changing environment in a lot of different areas and environmental regulations and digital currency and other things. So I think it's this kind of looking ahead, which is the nice kind of component and tie-in, I think, with technology that's ready and able to kind of adapt quickly mm-hmm. and really adjust to this quickly changing environment that we're working into in 2020.
Yeah, Aaron, if we're going to be talking crypto, we're going to have to do part two of this interview.
Oh my gosh. And it's completely different depending on which department you're talking to, whether it's compliance.
That's just making my head spin right now. Yeah. We just mentioned it. Yikes. Ogie?
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing a lot, Mike, at the booth is, you know, we were in lockdown, each state was different, and hybrid working models now as well. And I think people are realizing now that they need technology more than they even did before, because people are at home and people are working 2 days a week and some people are working 4 days in the week. So I think there's a broader acceptance now that people need to automate. But automation is one thing, but to be more efficient in what they're doing, mm-hmm. to hold people more accountable for what they're doing because they're now at home and remote. So there's a lot of people kind of accepting that, we need to move to mm-hmm. a more technologically orientated type solution mm-hmm. for the credit union for its benefit and for its members' benefit. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of the chatter I'm hearing on the stands.
Okay.
People want to know, what do we do? How do we do it? And I think our goal is to do what we set out to do 2 years ago, notwithstanding where we've been, but to make it really simple, just to break the barriers down and say, hey, we can help you introduce technology.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of what I'm hearing.
You guys are like sponges because there's so many changes that you have to withstand, I guess, and then adapt and then implement, I guess, for lack of better terminology here, because I mean, I don't know your business as intimately as you guys do, but I just see you guys as these sponges, and with all these changes that come at you almost on a daily basis, and just mentioned crypto, we all, our heads just started flipping out. So it's just, is that how you feel sometimes with all the changes and trying to keep them straight for credit unions?
It's a good way to describe it.
Well, and it's a lovely combination with the regulatory side where we're really tracking, digesting all of those new regulations, and then the technology side really eager and able to help adapt to quickly help folks implement and adjust and keep up with those changes.
That's
kind
key.
Of the understanding and the adaptation in one company.
The word nimble, I think we use a lot. Nimble is what it's about.
Yeah.
And I think to survive in this world now, you need to be nimble. So if you sit back and take your strategy from 2 years ago and think that that hasn't changed or shouldn't change, then you're not going to be successful. We agreed here 2 years ago at GAC, this is what we thought we were going to go and achieve and how we were going to do it. And everything just changed.
Right on.
Everything. So we had to just nimbly change. Just do it. Develop products based on customers' needs. Adapt to different market requirements, different regulatory obligations. It's constant change.
Credit unions must be so happy when they see you guys ride up on your white horse. It's like, oh my gosh, thank you. They're here. Yay.
There is relief.
I bet. I'm just, again, I'm only looking at this from the outsider's perspective, but I can just imagine what they're going through. And then when you guys come in, okay, let's straighten it all out for you, all right?
Well,
because there's many avenues.
That's been even more
avenues.
Just with the increased amount of turnover. I mean, many times we've gotten the call.
Yeah.
You know, half of our compliance team has moved on to a new opportunity.
Wow.
Can you help?
Oh, my gosh.
And so, you know, here we go with technology again, where it can be, you know, a simple way of starting to build, you know, all of these processes and systems and workflows that may be in someone's head, you know, automate those, centralize those.
And excuse the pun, the risk of not having technology and a dependency on a key individual who leaves.
Yeah, yeah, that's scary.
It's huge. And,
and
we've seen, those, and heard those frightened, you know, conversations, and thankfully we've been able to.
Yeah, good
to
for
help.
You guys.
Yes.
For there. Yeah,
yes,
no doubt. No, your timing is really, really good on this stuff, so good. Well, oh my gosh. I feel like I've had quite the education, so I'm pretty happy about that. So, well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate the time, as always. You guys are just, you're crushing it on the globe, on a global scale, so well done on that. So, yeah. So I appreciate
thank
the time,
much.
As always. Yeah, keep up the good work.
Thanks very much.
Mike.
And thanks for the time.
Thanks
I know you guys are busy. Now, go back up there and get back to work. All right. There they are, the team, the all-star team from ByClarity. Go check them out right now, and they'll ride up to your credit union on their white horse. Go check them out. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.